RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
What do you want to do about those red, itchy, dry, swollen eyes? You know, you go doctor to doctor carrying a bag of drops. Well, we have an eminent New Jersey physician who has really explored the reasons why patients present with these long-term symptoms that never have had an excellent treatment plan. Well, scratch and itch no more, because Dr. Mary Bonham is with us, and she has an illustrious curriculum vitae, an undergraduate at Cornell, a master's degree at Bucknell University, and a degree in optometry from New England College of Optometry. And she's not only a peer educator for so many companies, but she's a wellness director. She looks at the whole body, the whole supplement listing, and even recommends genetic testing. So I'm so happy to have you with us today, Mary. And can you just share a little bit about your journey? How did you get to be first an eye doctor and an eye doctor that has an eye towards total wellness?
Well, first, I wanted to thank you very much, Dr. Abel, for the opportunity to be a guest on your program. And yes, I do want to share a little bit about my journey. I think I certainly became a doctor because of my grandfather. He was the town physician in my hometown for 65 years, and my grandmother was an RN. So they met in an operating room when they were in training at Syracuse University. So I certainly have to credit them for being the foundation for my lifelong interest in health. And in terms of my desire to forge a wellness practice, I've seen firsthand, again, from my own family, what happens, you know, over time with my parents aging and medical problems that they've had. So that's why I decided to have some DNA testing done, and I got involved with Nutrimetrics wellness products that I take and prescribe and I firmly believe in.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, because mentoring means so much, whether it's in your education or your family life, or you've seen something go wrong in a family member or a loved one. It makes you want to be able to do something. And you go from someone being on the sidelines to actually being the therapist that can actually make such a difference. So how do you assess someone with those dry, itchy red eyes I was talking about, who comes in with a bag of drops, they visit five other doctors in New Jersey? What do you do?
Well, the first thing I do is I begin with a thorough ocular, medical, and social history. And we go over all the regimens that they've been prescribed in the past, and I ask them to be completely candid with me about how compliant they were. And then we talk about, you know, I do my examination, and I go over the results with them and prescribe a new therapeutic regimen. And the underscoring that no matter what I do, if you're not going to be compliant with it, it's not going to be effective. And also treating the underlying cause of the dryness, which I have found that in probably greater than 50 to 75% of my dry eye patients, the underlying cause of their dry eye is chronic meibomian gland dysfunction and a deficient oily layer of their tear film. So if that has never been diagnosed or addressed in the past, patients are using even prescription medications like Restasis with really little or no therapeutic relief.
Well, one of the reasons that you've been recognized around the country for sort of being a leader in this field is you've even used the term evaporative dry eye, which sort of combines the two, and that you've actually found something that works to treat both of them. Can you share that with the listeners?
Absolutely. It's a product made by Nova Bay Pharmaceuticals. It's called Avanova. Avanova is my favorite ophthalmic medication. And the reason it is that it clinically, it's very effective. It's safe because it is a product that is produced naturally by part of our body's immune system, neutrophils. They produce a hypochlorous solution, and Avanova is identical to that hypochlorous solution produced by neutrophils. And it really is very, very effective in phagocytizing the excessive staph bacteria exotoxins that are found to be present in the periocular area of patients with dry eye. And the thing is,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, doctor.
No, please continue.
I was going to say that patients find that it's very soothing. It doesn't hurt. It's a natural product, so it doesn't have the risk of side effects that you would find in the chronic use of topical antibiotics or topical steroids that really were the backbone of my therapeutics prior to Avenova being available.
I mean, that's saying a lot. When you're telling me you have prednisone drops, you have antibiotic drops, anointments, and doxycycline by mouth. You have tons of different eye solutions as artificial tears. And you're saying that this is now your favorite. Because if you pick any one of these that are most effective, you're saying Avenova is it. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just, you know, me. It's the clinical evidence that I get. It's when I have patients who I'm prescribing Avenova for who come back for follow-up and unsolicited say to me, this makes my eyes feel wonderful. Wow, I didn't realize until you went over my examination findings and diagnosed me with meibomian gland disease and prescribed Avenova for me that I even had a problem. No one ever told me about that before. I just thought I had to tolerate that. I didn't realize I could see better, my eyes could look more white and quiet, my contacts could feel more comfortable, a whole host of things.
So it's like a teeth whitener as well.
not it doesn't quite do that, but I'll tell you what, I'd be the first one to support it if it did.
I love it. But, you know, it's very interesting because what happens is from the doctors I know who have used it, they use it on themselves, and they get such immediate relief, even though it's twice a day for at least a month before you taper down.
Correct.
I'm sure you've tried it on yourself?
Absolutely. I have it. It's right in the sink in my bathroom. I use it every day. Yep, twice a day, every day, just like I ask my patients to. That's really the key, is using it, setting an example.
So then it's kind of like brushing your teeth and flossing your teeth. It's a hygiene maneuver that keeps those pesky staff at bay, at Nova Bay, so to speak.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
If people are listening, shouldn't they start informing their doctors, their eye doctors about this?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there probably are a number of my colleagues, both in optometry and ophthalmology, who may not have heard of this product yet or have not had much clinical experience with it. And I know that I have people who are referred to me by my own patients saying, I'd like to come in and make an appointment to see you because my friend Sandy told me that you prescribed Avenova for her and she's so much more comfortable and I want to see if I'm a candidate for it.
Well, let me end with something interesting, a little bit off label. It is possible to spray Avenova on herpes simplex lesions on the cornea, marginal infiltrates, and possibly corneal ulcers. And we're going to start doing a study on that because it makes it cost effective, easy to do, and certainly less toxic. To get effectiveness and less toxicity, as you've said, is an amazing thing. So I appreciate your being with us, Mary, and we will have to do it again because not only are you a fund of knowledge, but that your enthusiasm about something that has sort of made you more excited than anything perhaps in eye care, except using an antibiotic to cure an infection, is wonderful, and I second that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for being a medical detective. Thank you for looking at your wellness. Thank you for listening to people like Mary Bonham, who has looked at the entire system besides the eye. And it's so important for you to be well, see well, and stay well. Thank you.